We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody is saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love.
Is the sweetest name,
that's right.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up and move.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Put it up. Everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name
I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Well,
tell them don't wait. You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear you.
Something about that name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
Something.
Good morning, good morning to everyone under the sound of my voice. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is something, just something about the name of Jesus. It is the sweetest name that each and every last one of us should know. Each and every last one of us. It's something about the name of Jesus. Just think about it. When you sit and think about everything that Jesus has done for us, everything that he endured for us, everything he persevered for us, and not only that, he's still with us. He's still abiding with us. He's still guiding and leading us. It's just something about the name of Jesus that should just bring chills all down your body every time you think of Jesus. It should just get you motivated, just get you pumped, as the young kids sit and say today, to let you know that you have the power to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. It should just get our motor running and make us want to just get up and jump and dance and shout and just call on that name. Just Jesus, 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 make us hairy. In the name of Jesus, because he is just that powerful. He is just that awesome. He is just that magnificent. He's worthy to be praised. He is our everything, our Alpha, our Omega. He's the beginning. He's everything, everything that you can even imagine in the natural and in the spiritual. It's something about the name of Jesus that just wants us to stay and just praise his name. Just I dare you to just, whatever you're doing right now, just give Jesus a praise break. Just give that name of Jesus a praise break. Just start thanking him. Just start praising him. Just thank him for just who he is. Just the name alone. The name alone brings power. The name alone allows you to know if you're connected with him, that you're an awesome person. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're an overcomer. You are a conqueror. Just praise Jesus. Let's just praise on Jesus' name right now. Just let's say, Father, we say, Jesus, we just thank you right now. Jesus, you are worthy. Jesus, you are the Alpha, the Omega. You are our everything. Jesus, we love you. We love you more than we love ourselves. We love you more than life, because if it wasn't for you, we would not have life on today. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a voice. If it wasn't for you, our needs would not be provided. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to come and ask for forgiveness. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to turn things around and leave out of our old nature and come into our new nature. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to be successful. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to turn the other cheek. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to love our enemies. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to obey your commands. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to have your strength. We wouldn't have your knowledge. We wouldn't have your patience. We wouldn't have your understanding. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have true men of God come teaching us your will and your way. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't just be who we are. We would not have the existence that we have right now. We just thank you on today, Jesus. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for dying on Calvary for us. We thank you for forgiving us for all our sins. We thank you for allowing us to turn things around. We thank you for allowing us to move forward. We thank you on today because you are so worthy. You are our everything. We thank you. We thank you for your Holy Ghost power that never leaves us nor forsake us. And when we leave you, you're able to come with you. You have your arms open. You have your arms open wide, letting us come right back in. Letting us come right back to you. No matter how many times we turn our back on you, no matter how many times we sit and do not acknowledge you, do not recognize who you are, you are right there, Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you for never, never leaving us nor forsaking us. We thank you through our hard times that you are our strength. We thank you through the times of confusion. You are our understanding. We thank you when we sit and we have hatred in our hearts. You remind us that God is love. We thank you, Lord, when Jesus, every time our enemies stab us in our back, that we are conquerors, we are victorious, and we are a product of you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even during the times, Lord Jesus, where we may be on our bed of affliction, Lord Jesus. We're not thanking you for the sickness. We're not thanking you for the diseases, but we're thanking you, Lord, for your strength. We're thanking you for being right here with us as we go through these different things. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, when we have trials and tribulations. Not the trials, not the tribulations, but you're there with us. You find a way. You lead us and guide us. You give us the guidance. You show us. You give us the strategy, Lord Jesus. You give us the plan, Father, to come out of it. We just thank you on this morning. We thank you because you are so worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, Lord, to be conquerors. We thank you, Lord, for the teachers, Lord, that you're putting in place and removing all the false people out of our lives, Lord. We're able to recognize who they are and flee. And flee, Lord, when you give us the understanding that we are to flee, not stay in the midst of mess, Lord. We just thank you on this morning. We thank you because you are so worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for identifying the diabolical spirit, Satan and his imps, Lord Jesus, when they come in our way, Father God. We thank you, Lord, to be able to duck and dodge, Lord Jesus, not stand in the midst, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a knowing, Father God, when gossip and trouble and certain situations come our way, Lord Jesus. We are to move out of the way, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that gives us the unction, Father God, to be quiet in times when we do not have to talk about things, Lord Jesus. We thank you for each and everything that you teach us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the mercy that you give us, Lord, that endures forever and ever and ever, Lord. We thank you on this day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, the rising of the natural sun. But you that rose on the third day, Lord Jesus. You, Father God, that gives us a redemptive mind, Lord Jesus. You that resurrected us, that let us get out of our old way and we walk into our newness. You that took us out those blood-stained clothes and put us in a new clothes. So we can go into our hearts. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for not sitting and holding things over our head as man does. But when we come to you, Lord Jesus, and we come on bended knees, Lord Jesus, with a new and genuine heart, Lord Jesus, a renewed mind, you say, get up, my daughter. Get up, my daughter, and go on your way. But sin no more. We thank you, Lord, for your rod of discipline, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every piece of instruction that you give us, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're right here with us in the midst of this pandemic, Lord Jesus. But most of all, Father God, you are our protection, Lord. You are our safety net during this time right now, Lord Jesus. Though 10,000 may fall and die, Lord Jesus, we still stand in, Father God. We still We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for allowing the thief to pass over us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, from the beginning of this pandemic, Lord, even before it came so, Father God, that you gave us the words of wisdom and instruction, Lord Jesus, to place ourselves in a situation, Father God, where we will be protected, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, because we're still standing. We're still standing right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that what happened on yesterday, we did not bring it in today, Lord Jesus, because we come to you with a joyful heart, Father God. We come to you with a repentant heart, Father God. We come to you, Lord Jesus, and placing all of our problems at your feet, Lord Jesus, knowing that the battle is not ours, Father God, but they're yours, Father God. And we thank you on this morning, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to walk with you, Father God, in the same direction, Lord Jesus, not go on our own way, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us that knowing, Father God, that we can trust you, Father God, in all circumstances and situations, Lord Jesus. And we're able, as the word of God says, to be faithful in everything, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are there, that you're walking up and down the hospital floors, Father God. You're still keeping the hedge of protection over those that man say won't be here tomorrow, but you sin and say something different, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for each and every prayer that goes up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're answering, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for those that you have chosen, Father, and that have answered the call, Lord Jesus, that they're doing your will, Father God. They're out there, Father God, speaking, Lord Jesus, over the airways, Father, making sacrifices, Lord Jesus, to go into places, Father, that no other people would want to go, Lord Jesus. So every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, Lord Jesus, and people will know who you are, Father God, and who they are, Lord. We thank you on this morning, Father God, for those people, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the true, unadulterated prophets, Father God, that speaking your word, Father God, not leaning on their own understanding and making up things, Lord Jesus, to be deceitful, Lord, because you're not a God of deceit, Father God, but a God in truth that speaks in spirit and truth, Father God. So we thank you for those men and women, Father God, those men and women of valor and honor, Father God. We thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we'll be able to walk over scorpions, Father God, and get to our next destination, because we know that Satan's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But we know if we call on the name of Jesus, that we have the ability to knock him over, knock him off his feet, and evict him out of our lives, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we do not stay in the same place, Lord Jesus, that our mind is no longer where it used to be, Father, but we're a work in process, Father God, that's trying to get things better, Father God. We are trying, we're striving, Lord Jesus, no longer stand in a reprobated mind, Father God, but giving you the opportunity, your Holy Spirit, to change us, lead us, and guide us, Father God. We thank you for the tools that you have given us, the word of God, Father God, that we're able to meditate on it day and night, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, even for the new inventions that you have, Father, for those that may not be able to read your word, Father, but it's tools, Lord Jesus, where they're able to listen, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the teachings that we have received, Lord Jesus, because it puts us at a place right here, Lord Jesus, today, Lord, And that is in your presence, Father God. That is in your will, Father God. That is in a total surrender to you, Lord Jesus. Saying, take me where you need me to go, Father God. I will do what you want me to do. I will say what you want me to say, Father God. Just use me, Lord Jesus. This is where we're at, Father God, because it's something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus that makes you want to just turn everything around, not sit and linger. Something about the name of Jesus makes you want to forget about your past and walk into the newness so you can reap the rewards that he has for you. It's something about the name of Jesus that makes you want your generation curses to be broken off of you because you want to know more about Jesus and not be caught up on what your mama taught you, what your four grandparents taught you. But you want to have a desire to learn and to pray and do things the right way. Come up out of the tradition, step out into the true and unadulterated word of God. The word that's in the Bible, the word that has been twisted all throughout the years, which leads people into a place to think that you're not even real, Jesus. But we thank you on today, Lord Jesus, that every word, that every person that's under the sound of my voice know who you are, Father God, and know exactly what you can do, and realize that you died on the cross to save me, them, and everybody else. That you are a spirit that comes within us and lead us and guide us and not take us on the wrong path. We thank you that it is you that teaches us about kingdom financial, kingdom business, kingdom economics, Lord. It's you, it's your Holy Spirit, that you do not want to leave any of us behind. And we thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to pray. And even if we don't have words to say, we're still in your presence, Lord Jesus, moaning and groaning, but you know what the moans and groans are saying. Even when we speak to you in our heavenly language, you know what we're saying. You know that the heart is pure. You know that we're coming to you with genuineness. You know when the change has taken place. It's something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. The word of God say every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. This is why we have to sit. We have to live. We have to live how God has chosen for us to live. We have to put ourselves in a place of obedience. We have to put ourselves where we are able to put that flesh, that worldly flesh, under subjection so people can sit and see just who we are. You don't have to open your mouth, but your walk will sit and say something different. This is when you hope, you tell Jesus, I can't change this situation by myself. I need you to change it. It's too big for me. It's too big for me to handle, but I know it's something about you that makes me want to be up under you. It's something about you that makes me curious about you. It's something about you that makes me want to know who you are so I can go and sit and tell the next person. It's something about you that makes me want to be in your presence so I can reap the benefits that you have for me. It's something about you that makes me want to call on you and pray on you because I need a miracle. It's something about you that lets me, that makes me call on you because I need a financial breakthrough. It's something about you that makes me call on you because I need a roof over my head. It's something about you that lets me call on you because me and my children are hungry and have nothing, no clothes to put on our body. It's something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus that lets me know that I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. I'm overwhelmed. But if I just call on the name of Jesus, he will be my strength in the areas that I'm weak. If I call on the name of Jesus when I'm sick, you will give me that extra push to get up and try to make a change in my life. It's something about the name of Jesus that just makes me want to leave everything everything in behind. Not worry about materialistic things, but just try to touch the hem of your garment so I can be blessed with just your spirit touching, being in your presence. I could be blessed with just knowing that I have you in my life. It's something about the name of Jesus. And I sit and say on this morning, if you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus, where you could just sit and talk to him and let him know how he's so worthy to be in your life, how you are just so thankful on this Tuesday, thankful Tuesday, that it's him that changed you and it's him that you chose, because Jesus, we have a freedom of choice. And as Apostle Temple said, God is not going to sit and force himself on anybody, but he's not going, his arms is right there waiting for you. Each and every time you turn your back, each and every time that you do things that you knowingly know that you're not supposed to do. Yeah, you may fall to the wayside. Yeah, you may eat pig slop like the prodigal son. But one thing about the prodigal son, when he came back, when you think about that parable, we talking about Jesus. When he came back, he was welcomed. He had a feast. He had a feast because that's where God is with us. God wants us to be in his presence. God wants us to be right in his, under his arm, under his wing, knowing that you are safe, knowing that you don't have to fight the battle. We're not saying that you're not going to have to go through something, but just know he is the person that's going to give you what is needed to endure, to persevere, to continue to get through the situation. So it's just something about the name of Jesus that you need to know. And once you know, once you receive it, once you believe it, once you trust it, then that's when you go outside of your home and you start telling people about what Jesus did for you. You start showing people what Jesus, you didn't hear Jesus sitting when he was preaching and saying, oh, I sat and I healed blind Barnabas. No, he went out. Blind Barnabas went out. He showed the people. That's how we show Jesus who we are. We show him through our actions. We show him through our speech. We show him through our thought patterns. Yes, it's hard. It's hard. But when you love Jesus, when you decide that you're going for Jesus, for him you die, for him you live, then nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is. You are an overcomer. Why? Because the word of God say that you are overcomer. You are victorious. Why? Because the word of God say you are victorious. These are things that have been shown in the book of the Bible. It has been shown, which is our example. No, it's not. It may not be the same way, but what God is today, what he is today, he was before. And what happened before can happen again. It's up to you to trust and believe that God will do what he says that he will do. His word never comes back void. The reason it does not manifest in our lives because we go off the path. We go off the path because we sit and say it's too hard. We go off the path because we sit and we want to be God and dictate his timing, but not sit and persevere and go through the different things. Jesus went through it. We're no different. He made us. We are just on the same level that he is. We're no slaves to him. We are his equal. We are his equal. No, we can't do the things that he do. No, we're not perfect like he is. But this is why we strive. We strive to be like Jesus. So when they sit and talk about it, you're able to sit. When people sitting and talking about Jesus, you're able to sit and shout. Nobody should. You should be so in tune, so close with Jesus, so knowing Jesus, because he's abiding in you. When certain things come up, you should know to say amen, hallelujah, or your yes and amen, it means all the same thing. No one should have to prompt you because you've already been through something. You can sit there and you can testify to the goodness of the things that Jesus has changed. in your life. You can sit and say, yeah, I may be down and out right now, but I know that Jesus can turn it around, because he turned it around for me before. But I sat and sidetracked. I sat and I turned around. I sat and I backslid. But the great part about it, when I backslid, he had his arms. When I was ready, when I was convicted, when I was ready to sit and make a change, that he was right there for me. It is something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus that you really must, you must want to get to know who Jesus is in your life. Not because I'm sitting here talking about it, not because Apostle Temple talks about it, not because First Lady Spencer talks about it, not because anybody talks about it, not because of their success, not because of my success, but because of the personal relationship that you have the opportunity. I'm going to say that again, the opportunity to build with Jesus. And we are to build that relationship on a day-to-day basis. I'm not telling you to go on an overload and just walk around the street all day and say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I'm telling you to say Jesus when he rises up in your spirit. I'm telling you to say Jesus when your heart is being tugged on. I'm telling you to say Jesus when he's touching your mind. I'm telling you to say Jesus when you know that he's deep down in your soul. I can't tell you when to sit and say it. I can only speak for myself, because that's the relationship that I'm building with Christ. And I urge each and every last one of you to build a relationship with Christ. We do not know the day nor the hour when we will no longer be here. But one thing that we can sit and say on today, I'm working hard. I'm working diligent. When we sit and when we in our own sinful nature, when it's something that we sit and we want, it's by any means necessary that we will get what we want. That's how you should want to be with building a relationship with Christ. That's how you should be building, knowing that God is your Father. It shouldn't be just a simple, oh, that's my daddy. You should be excited to sit and call Daddy Abba. You should be excited when you say the word daddy. It's intimate. It's personal. It's something. It's just something about daddy. It's not father. It's daddy. When you saying father, you're politically correct. But when you saying daddy, you then took it to a form of intimacy. You sitting and saying, that's my daddy. You get so in tune with daddy that sometimes I have to slap myself because I'm so selfish. I don't even want to hear about what daddy then did for you, because I'm too stuck on what daddy doing for me. I'm sitting and telling you that it is a must that you just realize who Jesus is in our lives. And what he has done for me and you, and what he continues to do. Although he left a comforter, that comforter is the one that's helping you get through whatever it is that you're going through. That comforter is when you are sitting in your bed of affliction and you feel heartbroken. That comforter is the person that is comforting you. That comforter is the person that's letting you know you can get up. You can rise. You don't have to stay in this same mindset. You don't have to be that way. See, a lot of us look for physical healing. That may not be what God has for you. God may be sitting and telling. I had to have a conversation with my mother one day. She said, you know, you still have the same symptoms that I said I do. I said I do in the physical, but let me tell you where I'm at. Let's talk about in the spirit. Let me tell you what my mindset is in the spirit. My mindset sit and say that I'm healed. I'm delivered. My Father redeemed me. When Jesus died on the cross, my illnesses went down on the cross with him. When I obtained his salvation, when I said that he was going to be my lordship, the head of my life, with all of my sicknesses, all of my diseases, all of my whoredom, all of my backstabbing, alive, went down in the grave with him. And then when he rose inside of me, when I made a conscious decision for him to rise up, to resurrect, then all of those different things, a new creature in Christ, came up with him. So I sit and say to you, no, you wasn't back on Calvary those thousands of years ago. But when you sit and you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, then all of those things are sent down to the grave. And then you come back as a new creature in Christ. But it's up to you and you or whoever I'm talking to on today to make a conscious decision. And when you make that conscious decision and your mental start changing, when you start thinking different because you have a renewed mind, and in your mind, you put in your mind that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whether you ever get up from your bed of affliction, in your mind, in your spirit, you are healed. You are healed because you are realizing what Jesus has done for you. He has transformed you from that negative thinking into a positive thinking. That positive thinking every single day makes a change in your life. You no longer stay the same unless you choose to stay the same. So I sit and charge each and every last one of you to start to, we've talked about it. We cannot bang you over the head about it, but it was just something about that phone this morning that reminded me that people need to really, you may have started into your personal relationship 90 days ago, and you may have failed off, but today you are able to pick that relationship back up. You're able to start back talking with him, start back praying, start back fasting, consecrating yourself, asking him to sanctify you, to remove all the things that are hindering you. Remove them out of your way. Make that list. Start speaking to those things. Start commanding them, demanding them to flee from you because you want to be in the presence of the Lord. You, Satan, and the Holy Spirit cannot live in the same place. And guess what? Jesus is definitely not going to wrestle with Satan. He's not going to wrestle with Satan. How dare we even put them in the same boat? How dare we put our majesty there? He's not. It's up to you to make a conscious decision as to if you want to know what, and who Jesus is, where he is in your life. How can you obtain him? How can you keep him there with you? Because some of us are too weak. Some of us are too weak. That's when you pray and you ask for that strength. That's when you have that knowing that this situation too big for me. But Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I need you to be inside. I want you to abide inside of me. You have to make a conscious decision. And in that conscious decision, you can't fool yourself. You cannot fool yourself. Because if you pick Jesus up, if you make that decision today, and then tomorrow you, or down the week, you back into your same situation, do you realize that you got to go all the way back around the mountain? Do you realize? Look at the Israelites. They walked around for 40 years. They didn't get into the promised land because they complained. They were disobedient. They refused to acknowledge who God was. God walked with them day and night. He walked with them to the point that until they start serving other gods. And we do that on today. But I'm charging you on today to sit and think about what Jesus has done for you. Think about the opportunities and the benefits that he has in store for you. And then make that conscious decision that you are going to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you're going to move forward and stop looking back. Move forward. Continue to move forward. March. Put your get suited and booted. Put your complete armor of God on. So when those temptations come your way, and like I said, you may not have a prayer to say, but you can say, Jesus! Ah! You can call on his name. You can can call on the name of Jesus, because it's something about the name of Jesus that will make every man bow and every tongue confess. It's something about the name of Jesus that will make all these other different man-made religions to sit and get up and move out of your way. Because, see, people get caught up on religion. I'm spiritual. I'll sit and tell you, I'm caught up on spirit. I'm caught up on Jesus' Holy Spirit. That's why I'm caught up at. And that's when Jesus gives us the opportunity to allow that spirit to resonate deep down in our soul. And when we sit and we activate it, it manifests. That power surge comes on. That everything illuminates. So I sit and tell you on today, understand, if you don't, this may be a reminder to some people. It may be new to some people. But I sit and tell you to keep Jesus always first. Keep him first. Keep him in your heart. Keep him there, knowing that without him, you are nothing. Without Jesus, I'm nothing. You are nothing. Nobody is nothing. We need Jesus. No, don't let other people sit and tell you that he was just a prophet, a false prophet. Read the Bible. Sit and see the miracles that he did. Sit and see the miracles that his disciples did. Sit and see the authority that he said and he gave me and you. You need to believe what happened before. If you were chosen, I'm not telling you that everybody's going to be able to sit and do it. But if you trust in and you believe in God and God chose you and he gave you the ability to do things, I dare you to start trying it. I dare you to start trying it. Because one thing that I can sit and testify about Jesus, he's a healer, he's a redeemer, he's a deliverer. He will take you out of your darkness and bring you into your light. No matter how many times you stumble and fall, he will sit and keep picking you up as long as you keep extending your hand up to him, letting him know, Father, I failed. I fell short. See, you got to acknowledge. You have to acknowledge your error. You have to acknowledge your error and then go back to him and say, I failed in this circumstance. I know you told me to do it this way. I know you told me to stand down, but that little stubborn spirit right there, I need you to help me to remove it because I want to get this right. I want to move on to the next phase. Like Apostle Temple said last night, you can pray for something and you can keep, but if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, you're going to have to keep going through the same thing over and over. God is not going to sit and move you to that next phase when you can't get rid of what's hindering you, what has you bounded down, that's holding you so tightly. You can't get rid of it. That's where that Holy Spirit, you coming in, you talking to him, and you letting them know. But you got to acknowledge whatever it is. If it's pride, if it's stubbornness, if you just got an attitude problem, you got to sit. I have to daily, I'm just this transparent, ask God, help me with this attitude. Help me, Lord Jesus, help me. Because I don't want when people look at me, they say, oh, here come Miss Ponta, the person with the attitude. I can't do it myself. It's something I've been dealing with probably forever. But I can't do it myself. But one thing about it, I can sit and look in that mirror and say, you need to fix your attitude. You need to change your mindset. Just because this person do things this way or think this way does not make you right. I don't have a problem acknowledging. And that's when I sit and say, Jesus, you take the wheel. Jesus, help me to not be in the same situation I was in yesterday. Let today, let it be a progression. And when you see that progression, you want to get up and you want to dance, you want to do a jig, because he's showing you all you had to do is acknowledge. All you had to do is ask. I'm right here. I've made myself available to you all. I made my not just me to everybody. He made himself available. When he resurrected from that grave, he made himself available. All we need to do is tap into the resources. So I stand and charge each and every last one of you to tap into that power resource. that power resource, the Holy Spirit, that power that can sit and make you just illuminate, that power that will sit and make you, where you once was blind, you will see. Once when you was deaf, now you're hearing. That power surge that when you were in a state of confusion, God said it, he worked it out. He gave you understanding. He gave you wisdom. He gave you knowledge to fix whatever the circumstances is. We don't have to remain blind. We do not have to remain deaf. We have opportunities. We have choices to fix each and everything. And that choice is accepting Jesus Christ as our personal. So if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I urge you, with a sense of urgency, I urge you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you are on the low key, having an ever God before him, if sometimes you may sit and call on the name of Jesus, that just kills me. One minute you sitting and you talking about another God, you talking about the ancestors, the goddess of this, the god of that, but then as soon as a situation come up, you say Jesus. That kills, that just irks my nerves. And it lets me know that person is a double-minded person and they truly haven't had a relationship with Jesus, with God. When you have a relationship with God, you know what Jesus has done for you. You know when he is in the midst of it. You know through thick and thin that he was the one that brought you out. You know when you was in that deep, in that ocean about to drown, Jesus was the one that threw that lifesaver. You know when you was blinded, he was the one that took the scales off of your eyes. When you could not hear, he's the one that opened up your hearing. It was no man-made items. It wasn't nothing that somebody that sat and made up. It was who he was. Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save sinners like you and me. So I pray on today that this word of God, something about the name of Jesus, touch somebody. As always, before we end this broadcast, we always cordially invite each and every last one of you, give you an opportunity to find out about Jesus, who he is, what your benefits are, where you need to be in this day and time. It's not made up. It's not something that's pre-recorded. It's not something that's sat and thought about. It's a person that God has chose that answered the calling and said, I am he. I'm the one that will go forth. I am the one that will teach the lost. I am the one that will be that help out with the deliverance. I am the one that will be that help with the healing, the one that took the call, whatever the cause was, wherever God said and say go and do, wherever God, no matter if the pandemic is out here, God, I'm still going to serve you. God, I'm still going to do what you have to do, what you tell me to do. This is the type of leadership that ADM is sitting up under. And we're not going to be selfish. We're extending that invitation out to you to come out, break bread of life with us, never be thirsty again. Again, we're on there at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come out, join us, tell somebody else about it, spread the word, because the only way that we are going to know is if we share. And sharing is caring. You can sit and see somebody in there dying. They're dying to sin. They're dying to sin, but God has a servant that's trying to call you up, that's trying to resurrect some people, that's trying to let them know that he's a redeemer, that he's a deliverer. And they need to hear what this servant, this faithful servant, is saying in this hour right now. That's saying right now, that's trying to put you and everybody else. Get your parents, get your cousins, get your enemies. Tell them, get this number, write this number down. I will give it to you every single day that God gives me life and keep me on this broadcast, because we do not want to leave anybody behind. But those that choose not to come, they cannot sit and say that ADM did not extend a welcome. They cannot sit and say that I was not in a situation where I was being able to get the truth. They cannot sit and say that I'm not amongst the person that lives in spirit and truth as God does. So the number is 385-799-9620. Again, it is 385-799-9620. Come out, bring somebody with you, have your pens and pencils together, be ready to sit down and write notes. And guess what? If the Holy Spirit say go another way, that's where we're going. That's just how in tune ABM is, our leadership is with the Holy Spirit. So I invite you all to come out tonight at 8 p.m. If not tonight, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And just remember, it's something about the name of Jesus. We love you, but God loves you best. Have a great day.
We don't want your sin to err. And so therefore, we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love it.
Is the sweetest name, yeah.
That's
right.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
No. The power.
The power that I feel.
When you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it at?
Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, said he won't leave me alone.
And it's all the time. Everybody.
Something
about
the name
Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
how sweet
sweetest
is it? How sweet is it?
Name.
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet
I
is it?
Know.
Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry V has got to bow.
Well, tell him to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right now.
Pray
right now.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Detroit, let me hear
you. Yeah, yeah.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
No.